Welcome back. We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm host of the show. And for those who haven't recognized, I'm also, the radio show is just one of my sidelines. I'm also chairman of the board of MAGE, management consulting firm, since 1985. Have a new book out, The 24-Hour Turnaround. You can find it on Amazon anytime you want. You can also get it on your Kindle. I'm not a big Kindle guy for books. I also have copies. So, you know, it's doing quite well. We have a second edition and a new first edition of the second book. I was quite honored from my publisher to tell me that we were going to do this again. We have some new guests. I haven't met them before. Josiane Martinez and Alec Loftus of Archipelago Strategies Group. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Great. Tell us about Archipelago Strategies Group.
Well, Archipelago is a marketing firm. We mm-hmm. specialize in multicultural marketing, I founded the company in 2013 with the idea of connecting cultures and facilitating inclusion and diversity.
Wow. Alec, what's your role?
I'm Josiane's business partner and vice president at the company. We met actually previously working in the governor's office. And after we left state government, Josiane founded the company and then brought me on about 2 years later.
And a little bit, you're also the SBA award winner for minority-owned businesses focused on multicultural marketing, correct? So
that's
you're not
right.
just a marketing firm, you've also been a winner of the SBA award.
That's right. That's right. We're very proud of receiving this award from the SBA. It's very encouraging to know that our partners in the federal government take into account this growing business of multicultural marketing, and we're happy about it. And hopefully, this help us spread the word about the services that we provide and how we can be helpful.
So, tell us about the firm, Josiane. How do you know what's your background, and then why did you start it?
Sure. So I'm from Puerto Rico. I came here to continue my education and, started working right away in not-for-profits. I had my undergrads in communications and a lot of experience in political marketing, and had the opportunity to work in political marketing for Governor Deval Patrick. That's where kind of everything started when I have the opportunity to put together the first and most comprehensive multicultural marketing campaign for a gubernatorial race in the history of Massachusetts, I think. You know, it was totally different, and it worked. And from there, I got invited to work with him in his office. 8 months later, he appointed me to be the director of the Office for Refugees and Immigrants. And I did that for 3 years while doing an MBA in Simmons College with concentration in marketing. And then at some point I said, you know what, we're doing all this good work and we're helping a lot of people, but there's something missing. You know, I don't feel like different communities are still able to connect. They're not able to understand each other. And that is a problem. That is a problem because if you look at the buying power of Latinos, the buying power of immigrants, and not just the buying power, but you know, their social power of electing candidates or changing how things are going in government. So I decided, you know what, I'm gonna start a multicultural marketing firm. I started working on that project during my MBA. And I took a leap of faith and basically used all the savings that I had. and for a while, I was by myself, for 6 months. Then I brought a staff. Then I brought another staff at the end of that year. I can tell you that the first year, grew 50%. Then the second year, we grew 300%. And then last year, we grew 150%. So now, from one person, we are 7 people. We already went over the 1 million mark, last year. And, You know, we have Alec, who is incredible, you know, helping, you know, bring new business and helping us grow into different markets. And we have proven that this is really needed. We have gained the trust of more than 30 clients in government, corporate, and not-for-profits. And we're growing exponentially. We think this is something that is needed. And just to explain a little bit, right, you know, I'm a marketing person, but within marketing, I mean, we package our services in different ways, right? So we have your research, your branding, your development of your messaging and website and digital strategy, all the strategy. Then we have the creative, right, where we use whatever we learn during that deep dive and analysis to put together, you know, messages that resonates in different languages to different communities. And then we have media. We make sure that people are, you know, highlighted in the media with the right message at the right time. And we also have, you know, a group that does community engagement. We send people out there, make sure that they know, that they're educated about the initiatives of our clients. And I think that's what has made us successful. That, and that's what differentiates ourselves from any other multicultural company, marketing company. And it's, in a way, we're pioneers with this new approach.
Well, very comprehensive. And how did you meet Alec?
Alec is like a brother for me, you know. He and I met during the governor's reelection campaign, and we were sharing a table like this big. He was a little messy. I was very organized, but we got along very well, you know, among all the people working the campaign.
Did you clean him up?
I did. You know, I had to organize his desk once in a while, but, you know, since then I met him, and then we worked together at the governor's office, in the press office, and then he got appointed to be the director of communications for the Executive Office of Health and Human Services, and I was working under that secretariat as a director of Office for Refugees and Immigrants. And like he said, you know, I left before he did and started the company, and, you know, I believe it was about, you know, into 2 years that I try to convince him to work for me. I said, well, he was into, no, I got to go to Chicago because he's from the Midwest. Yeah. So I said, okay.
I'd rather go to Puerto Rico than the Midwest. I'm a scuba diver, so.
I was working as a consultant in Chicago.
Right.
And she.
Nice city.
Yeah, it was great. But, you know, it's a lot easier to do business when you have a partner and when you have a team than just going out at it alone. And Josiane was just kind of growing this company, and she called me and said, look, I want to bring you on, and we want to start exploring government contracting. So one of the first projects we worked on was putting together an application for the Massachusetts Health Connector marketing contract, which was up in the state competitive procurement process.
Never know, we could get the Health Connector back.
We still can. So we put together the proposal, and we scored 94 out of 100 on the state's procurement process and beat 8 other firms. So we were very fortunate to get that contract, and that was our first major government contract. And we've been helping them increase their membership by more than 50% of new members in the last year through what Josiane talked about, multicultural marketing. And that means we've been doing a campaign for them in 8 different languages, focusing on ethnic media, focusing on community engagement, getting out there, talking to people in neighborhoods.
With all the creative too, in different languages,
we did,
and
the
they did research too. So everything, you know, we you know, the way we differentiate ourselves from the rest is that we have the capacity to do all these things, but also I would say 75% of our staff is bicultural and bilingual. So we're able to really think about how our messages really resonate with the diverse communities in New England. Because now we're talking about New England. That doesn't mean that we don't do mainstream marketing, and we do, actually. We have clients in Midwest, thanks to Alec, and we are doing some good digital marketing for them, and they're very successful digital marketing that is generating a lot of conversions for this client. So we could also help companies who do not have a full marketing team on board, you know, gain visibility, have a strong brand, and, you know, be out there. Mm-hmm. But we also have that edge, right, that if you want to penetrate multicultural markets, we have the tools to do so.
Interesting. Well, I think you sort of got into my next topic, and that was sort of where you're going with the firm.
The sky is the limit.
I can feel the ambition, so that's why, you know, where do you see?
Well, you know, I think we're gonna be very strategic about this. Now we want to really tap into the federal government and, you know, see what opportunities are there for us. We definitely are building relationships with multiple corporations right now, with supplier diversity. And if you know of anyone and anyone is interested in establishing a relationship with us, we're more than welcome more than welcome to sit down and talk about it. We're also looking at partnering, you know, with other entrepreneurs. I think this is important. You know, I think the private sector could also is also part of our plans in looking at opportunities to partner to go after projects. In terms of geography, you know, I think we want to extend our presence in New England. We want to continue and hopefully go into places where, you know, our niche marketing is needed, like Florida, Texas, Colorado, and other areas, Nevada, where we know there's a large presence of multicultural populations.
Great. Yeah. If somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
So we've got our website, www.discoverasg.com. We're on Twitter at discoverasg. And, you know, our website has currently a job opening. So go to our website if you are looking for a position in multicultural marketing. We're looking for an entry to mid-level staff. And we've always got opportunities for contractors and subcontractors with specialties and things like graphic design, website design. And, you know, we love, as Josiane said, giving opportunities to diverse candidates. So if any of your listeners or their kids are recently graduating from college, check us out.
Yeah, and I want to also say I want to thank the SBA for the award and also for the opportunity to do Emerging Leaders. I know Bob was here recently. You know, it's really a good program.
Bob Nelson of the SBA.
Nelson from the SBA. I want to thank him for the opportunity for the award, but also, also, you know, for the opportunity to participate in Emerging Leaders, which was a great program and provided me some good tools, you know, that I was able to implement right away in my company and help us be more effective in what we do. Okay. So I just want to put that out there.
Well, thank you. I hope you come back again and tell us more stories as you progress.
We will.
You're always welcome to come here, and we're always interested also in minority stories, different public stories. So
yeah, and we look forward to reading your book, Jeffrey, The 24-Hour Turnaround.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Yeah.
Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and if you know entrepreneurs and you want to connect with me, any entrepreneurs you find interesting, just email me at my work address at jdavis@mageusa.com, and that's Jeffrey jdavis@mageusa.com. Mage is my consulting firm. So great having you on the show today, guys.
Thank you.
And continued success. The energy.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.